Matura Exam 8 Extended. Exercise 1, page 130.
We have with us in the studio today Missy Lee, owner of the city's largest and most renowned art school, Artistic Impressions. Missy, tell us a little about yourself before you opened the school. Have you always considered yourself an artist?
I wouldn't say always, but I did turn to art as an emotional outlet after primary school. As a young girl, I was quite shy and preferred to be alone, and because of that, I had few friends and was often teased. I chose to drop out of all extracurricular activities because I was also being bullied outside of school. My mum suggested I take private acting lessons or dance, but I was far too shy for such activities. One day on my walk home from school, I came across a shop selling art supplies. I had never tried to paint before, but I bought an easel and paints anyway. Ever since then, art has been like a retreat for me.
It sounds almost like it was meant to be. Was your talent immediate?
At the risk of sounding vain, yes, but that's not my own opinion. I knew I had a talent by the way other people observed and responded to my artwork, even though at first I was much too shy to sell my pieces. I always found creating artwork relaxing, but when I began to sell my work, I found it unnerving to know that I had to impress people enough for them to want to spend money on my art.
Now, how did the school begin from all of this?
Although my works were selling well, I was looking for a new direction in my career. I often thought about my own primary and secondary school experiences, and while I didn't hate my days at school, I thought about how I would have liked to have an art school to cater to my talent. Had such a school existed, I'm sure that I would have fonder memories of the past. So with that thought, I leased a warehouse downtown and started to advertise locally. I never expected kids to express interest at such a rapid pace. I was very lucky.
What would you say you learnt from opening the school?
So many children who have difficulties in school or who have trouble expressing themselves are being helped by my facility. I know that I can't help every student, but knowing that I help a few makes me feel like the art school is serving its purpose. Looking back, I now realise that teaching art was my calling and I ought to have been doing it right after university, but I guess we all need time to find out what we excel in. I expect one day soon to retire, and not because I don't want to run the school forever, but because I feel that I owe it to myself to end where I started, painting alone in order to find peace and relaxation.
Now let's go to some callers who are waiting to ask you questions.